So let's talk about the appointment itself. What is the purpose of the appointment? And I'm actually going to give you a second to think about that. When you go into a meeting with a prospect or with a client, what's your purpose when you enter that meeting? Think about that. How would you answer that question? Most people, when I ask it to in live seminars or if I'm talking to people, coaching clients on the phone, and I ask that to them for the first time, their answer is, I want to close the business. And that may be an outcome when you go into the meeting, but it's not your highest outcome. So think about it again. What's your highest outcome? What would you like to happen as a result of sitting down and having a meeting with that client? I hope you got a much better answer this time around. Here are some things that I think about when I'm going into an initial meeting. Number one, I want to find out if this person is a good match for my business. One of the early things in my mind is to qualify them. Now, we've probably already done that to a degree. I'm sure there's some kind of qualifying process you go before you'll even take the meeting. But you know what? It doesn't end there. One of the things that I want to figure out is this client, if I decide to invite them into my practice, going to be such a royal pain in the ass, or am I never going to get to the point where I've got a level of trust with this particular client that we're going to be able to connect on a very, very deep level? We talked a little bit earlier about the spectrum of clienthood, and I'd like to just revisit that again. Remember, we talked about there's being five different levels of the spectrum of a clienthood. There's some places where we have just an account, and people who have accounts are order takers. In reality, that's what the vast majority of your banker's clients, quote unquote, really are. They're accounts, people that have an account at the bank. Next level up is customers. Customers are people who buy things from us. They may buy multiple things from us, but every time we call them and try to sell them something, it's a struggle. We've got to prove to them that this is the right thing to do. We haven't yet reached that level of trust. But remember, it doesn't stop there. The next level is disciples. And if you want to work with a book of disciples, you have to be a visionary and you have to set that up the very first day that you're meeting with them. And remember, it doesn't stop there. The next level is people who think of us as an indispensable resource. Those are our apostles, people who wouldn't make a move without consulting us first and are routinely positioning us as the go-to guy or gal inside their center of influence anytime the subject of money comes up. You never get a second chance to make a good first impression. And we can rewire the way that they think of us, but it's so much easier, so much more simple to just simply get it right the first time. So some other outcomes that I have for that first meeting is I want them thinking of me as an indispensable resource. I want them to be my disciple. I want them to follow my investment methodology. I want to be talking to them about their entire portfolio, not just the money that's got coming due today. I want to be talking to them about their biggest dreams and goals, and I want them acting today. I want to have enough sense of urgency in what it is that we do that they make the decision in their mind that they're doing business with me, to the point that we're filling out the new account paperwork that day.